This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Of the intractable problems facing the Obama administration, Darfur is high on the list. Today, the White House is announcing a new policy on Sudan, trying to resolve what it calls a genocide in Darfur, which is, of course, in western Sudan. It's also trying to prevent the collapse of a peace deal that ended many years of fighting in southern Sudan. NPR's diplomatic correspondent, Michelle Kellerman, spoke with one of the key players, Susan Rice, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. Rice says the administration will use a mix of pressure and incentives to try to keep both peace efforts on track.
This is a calibrated, smart, tough policy that integrates both these conflicts and the complexities that they entail, and I think will enable us to try to push this process forward in a manner that the president has committed to do, because he views the situation in Sudan as dire. He's deeply committed to protecting lives and bringing lasting peace, and we believe that this is a strategy that can accomplish that.
Do you think that genocide is still happening in Darfur, and how did that issue play into the decision-making?
Well, this is an issue that has been discussed and considered internally, and our view is that there is a genocide that is taking place in Darfur. It certainly has caused enormous suffering for tens of and hundreds of thousands, in fact, who have been killed and millions displaced and made refugees. And our aim is to provide increased protection for those civilians and ensure that they ultimately have the ability to live in a lasting peace with their rights respected. We are very much focused on the conditions on the ground now and improving them in a lasting way for the future.
When you talk about incentives, who do you deal with in Khartoum? Sudan's president has been indicted by the International Criminal Court for war crimes in Darfur. So does that rule out meetings with him?
We do not meet with Bashir. We have not, and we have no intention of doing so in the near future. Obviously, we have other interlocutors in the government in Khartoum, as well as in the rebel groups in Darfur, as well as the government of South Sudan. And we will deal with all of them. But the reality is, Michelle, that we cannot, despite the despicable acts that this government has taken and has been responsible for, we cannot ignore them in this process. They are one of the parties to the conflict in both cases, in North, South, and Darfur. They have perpetrated the bulk of the atrocities, and to bring lasting peace, their behavior has to change.
And what kind of incentives are you talking about? Because that, I guess, is what would be new in this package.
I don't want to get into the specifics of either incentives or pressures, but I want to be clear about one thing. There will be no incentives delivered absent concrete, tangible progress that is meaningful and measurable on the ground. And the status quo or backsliding is unacceptable.
Ambassador Rice, many activists have been calling on the president to fire the administration's envoy on Sudan, Scott Gratian, because he's been talking, or he seems to be lobbying to ease up on some of the sanctions on Sudan. Do you think he's the right person for this job?
I do, and the president has full confidence in General Gratian, and he will be playing a leadership role in the implementation of this policy. All of us at a senior level in the administration will continue to be actively involved. We will together make recommendations to the president as the situation unfolds as to what additional steps are needed, whether additional pressures or the easing of pressures. But General Gratian is somebody who knows Africa extremely well. He lived there for many years. He speaks in many African languages. He understands the suffering of the people in Darfur and the South, and he's personally deeply committed to improving their situation. He's a man of real compassion, and he's worked extremely hard on this, and he will continue to do so.
One other thing, you talk about the incentives and the pressures, and I remember Scott Gratian, the envoy, once telling me that carrots and sticks are good for getting donkeys to move, but that the situation in Sudan is much more complicated.
It is complicated. There's no doubt that this is a very complex situation, made more so by the fact that we're trying to move a recalcitrant government with a history of making promises and breaking them, move them forward on two fronts simultaneously in Darfur and in the North-South process. But the way to do that is with meaningful leverage, and that is what this strategy employs, leverage that is political, economic, and otherwise, that can bring not only the government but the other parties to the progress that we need to see.
Ambassador Rice, thank you very much for your time today.
Good to be with you, Michelle.
Susan Rice, the U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, joined us from her home in Washington, D.C. I'm Michelle Kellerman.